Do you ever wonder where your clothing comes from? Well, there is a chance it may have been produced using animal fibers from right here in Missouri. Joining us this morning is Brent Carpenter, an Ag Business Field Specialist with the University of Missouri Extension, to highlight some of the aspects of Missouri's animal fiber and wool industry and some of the most popular products that are produced from these animals.
We do have actually an increasing number of farms that produce sheep and goats. One thing that has changed is we're actually raising the kind of sheep that don't produce wool. More and more what we're raising is hair sheep. So they're meat animals, not dual purpose like the wool sheep breeds. And so I would say there's two things happening. There are producers of wool, and I should say we do have some mohair from goats in this state, and then there's a whole cottage industry of people that sell fleeces individually to home spinners and spinner guilds and people that are interested in arts and crafts and those kinds of things. But we're not big players in the Midwest for animal fiber. Our heat and humidity and mud is not conducive to producing the high-quality kind of fiber that the market likes to pay for.
And then what are some of the popular items that are made from these animal fibers?
Well, so a lot will go into apparel. You know, some of the finest textiles that get eventually woven into, fine clothing. The finer fleeces will go there. A lot of wools will go into the coarser wools will wind up in upholstery, home furnishings, either produced in the U.S. and shipped in that form, or the raw material or the yarn gets exported. Carpeting, so floor coverings, for the cottage industry, it's felting, all kinds of things that the artist come up with.
And then what are the popular breeds? You mentioned one breed earlier of hair sheep, but what are some of the other popular breeds of sheep, goats, or rabbits, things like that, that produce these quality wool or fibers?
Well, if you're going for quality, the Merino sheep is kind of the gold standard. That's the finest wool as measured as diameter. In the U.S., roundabout descendants of the Merino is the Rambouillet, and they produce our finest fibers in this country. And then we have a lot of popular breeds that are more medium wool. A lot of those are black-faced sheep that people will be familiar with, the Suffolk, the Hampshire, the Dorset breed. With rabbits, there are Angora rabbits that people will shear and sell that by the ounce. And there's llamas and alpacas.
Now, last question, where do you sell these products to producers in Missouri, and is there a special permit required to sell these animal fibers?
No permit for the first sale, straight from the farm, and some move direct from one individual to another. Some wool pools where smaller flocks will come together, and they'll do some first processing, sorting, grading. But those buyers come from out of state.
For KMZU, I'm Dan Watson.